Kesvov Eor, Monday the 7th of May, Rabbi Avon Heksher, I'm thirsty.
ברוך אתה השם, אלוקינו מלך העולם, רואי נפושי, סבבו יסבכת סוינום, על כל מה שברוך הלך יסבי מפש תוכה. סבבו, if you make various times each day, a number of times each day, the first pshat in the bracha, obviously, רואי נפושי, סבבו יסבי, רואי נפושי, created us all, וחית סוינום, and he also created all the things that we're lacking, everything which we need, in our day-to-day life, the Rebbein Shalem created them also. Rebbein Shalem created them also. Rebbein Shalem together with all the needs that we have. However, there's a deeper meaning behind Rebbein Shalem Shabbos, which the Pasha Sefer and Pasha Sekin speaks out. It was only a few weeks ago, we were in the Yom Tov of Pesach, and we spoke all about the Nisim which Rebbein Shalem did by the time of Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Rebbein Shalem did Gevaldige Nisim, he took us out of Mitzrayim. However, Kan HaBen Shoel, we have to ask a fundamental question. It's quite true that Rebbein Shalem took us out of Shemayim, took us out of Mitzrayim, but who put us into Mitzrayim? Who put us into Mitzrayim? Who brought us in the rest in the first place? The same with Rebbein Shalem, who took us out of Mitzrayim, he was the one who put us in there in the first place. Why do we need to thank Rebbein Shalem for something that he was the cause of the trouble? For example, someone decides to give you a birthday present, he buys you a fantastic brand new car. Well, certainly, you've got a car for toys. However, what happens if you spent the money and you bought the car, and he, with his reckless driving, he smashed into your car? And so he went and he bought you a replacement. Obviously, I don't need to have such a car to tell you, maybe nowadays you do, it can't be straight out of it. But for Epson, you don't need to have such a car to tell you, he replaced your car. He was the one who smashed it in the first place. If someone gives you something where they didn't have to, that's when you've got to have a car to tell you. So Rebbein Shalem, he was the one who put us into Mitzrayim. So what's the big shtick? What's the big deal? He took us out of Mitzrayim. However, obviously, the whole question is a fundamental mistake. Obviously, when someone replaces the car that he smashed, you're no better off than you were in the first place. You had a car to start with, he smashed it and bought you a replacement. Your situation now is no better than it was in the first place. However, with the Rebbein Shalom is Nishtazah, when the Rebbein Shalom put us into Mitzrayim, and afterwards he took us out of Mitzrayim, in the end of the day, we were in a much better position than we would have been if we would have not gone into Mitzrayim in the first place. Poshut Pshat, they say, is because before Kabbalah Soter, we have to know what it means to be an Eved. If we're going to be Abdi Hashem, first we have to know what it means to be an Eved. And therefore, the Rebbein Shalom put us into Mitzrayim to learn what it means to be an Eved, to be subservient to someone else. However, if that was the only Torah, it only helps from Mitzrayim. When it comes to everything else, we've still got the question, why does the Rebbein Shalom make us problems and then sort them out? For example, we're making a bracha. Very nice Poshut Shabbos, thank you to the Rebbein Shalom, you made us the Chesroinam, and he also give us everything we need. The Benishim could just as well have created a person, he doesn't need to eat, he doesn't need to drink, he doesn't need to sleep, and we wouldn't have needed the food and the drink and everything else. The Benishim was the one who made us like that. The Benishim was the one who made us in such a situation, in such a capacity, that we have Chesroinus, and then the Benishim fulfills it. So why are we making a bracha that the Benishim fulfills our needs? The Benishim fulfills our needs if he was the one who made the needs in the first place. The Teretz is, Rabbi Yisai Pasha. The Teretz is, there's a famous verse from Chiddush Yerim, from the Kotzki Eber, on the Pasha Tvashis. The Nochash Shor Klola, the Ofa Atoicha Al Kol Yimei Chayecho. The Nochash, after the Aver of Adam and Chavo, Adam got punished, Chavo got punished, and the Nochash also got a Klola. The Ofa Atoicha Al Kol Yimei Chayecho. You're going to eat dust for the rest of your life. Ask the Chiddush Yerim, every animal has to work hard, every human being has to work hard for their food. Even if they're predators, they have to go, they have to chase, they have to run, they have to work. It's the biggest bracha there is. You're going to eat dust. Dust is everywhere. You don't need to work for it, you don't need to run for it, you don't need to chase after it. The Nochash is the only being in the world who has absolutely no digest of Panocha. He's got a Hatzacha from the Rebbein Shalom that still says, Yomot, he's not going to have a problem with Panocha. He's always got his food under his nose. Why is that? There's the Chiddush Orim. Every person and every Bria needs to have a Shachas with the Rebbein Shalom. The biggest klal a person can have is, here you are, I don't want to have anything to do with you. I'll give you a story, a Maisa Shahoya, it's a true story I had in Eretz Yisrael, a sad story. A boy, a teenage boy, who his parents went through a bitter divorce. His father was tremendous, tremendous, tremendously rich. They went through a bitter divorce and he ended up living with his father. He was very, very close with his father, he didn't have any siblings, it's the only thing he had in his life. He had everything he wanted, he had his father and he had in the Gashmis, he had everything he needed. However, his father found a lady who he wanted to remarry in a second marriage. However, there was one tonight she had. And that was, if you marry me, we start again. And you cut off connection with your son. Obviously, it was a tremendously hard decision for him. And at the end of the day, he decided that's it. He's got to say, Chayecho Kreitman. he's got to get married. He comes to his son one day and he says, "Hey son, I leave the house to you, here the car keys, everything's for you, and now I don't want to hear you for the rest of my life." It didn't take long till this boy came to his dad, prayer. The boy was literally on the verge of suicide. He was suicidal. He had everything he had in his life. He didn't have a shum daigus panoso. However, the biggest claw that a person can have is, "Hey, you've got everything you want for the rest of your life, and I don't want to have anything to do with you." That's exactly what the Rebbeinu Shlom did to the Nochash. I don't want to hear from you again. You're never going to have a daigus panoso. You're never going to have a shaitas with me again. You never need to ask me. The Poskim Tehillim says that even the animals ask the Rebbeinu Shlom for their food. The Nochash is the one exception. He's got no shaitas with the Rebbeinu Shlom. If the Rebbeinu Shlom would have made us with everything we need, we wouldn't have any chesoinus, and we would be like the Nochash. We would have nothing to do with the Rebbeinu Shlom. We wouldn't need to ask him for food. Because the biggest favor the Rebbeinu Shlom could have made for us is he made a person with chesoinus. He made a person with needs, with necessities. He has to ask the Rebbeinu Shlom. He's got daibus upon also. Where am I going to get my food from? Where am I going to get a drink from? That's the Chassam say for the biggest bracha which the Rebbeinu Shlom did was, more, a bigger bracha than giving us the necessities is making us in the first place sufficient, making us creating a person with a need to come onto the Rebbeinu Shlom. There's a Chassam Sefer, very unfortunate to have to make a bracha to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Thank you, Rebbeinu Shlom, you created me for Chesroinom. Thank you for making me with Chesroinus. Thank you for making me that I'm not complete. I need to come onto you. I need to have a Shaitas with you. I need to be a Oved Hashem. I need to be Mevakish Hashem. So the Chassam Sefer, I'll call Mashad Rosal Hafiyat Son Nef Shtokai. That Tzayva which the Rebbeinu Shlom did with the person, that he made us with Chesroinus, is a bigger tzayva than fulfilling the chesroinus afterwards. The fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom gives us the food and afterwards is only secondary. The main tzayva the Rebbeinu Shlom did for us is he created us with deficiencies. With bakoshes, with necessities, we have to turn to him and cry for help. That's how the Chassam Sefer said, "Chei ha'olamim." If a person realizes that, then he'll be zecha to a shaitz with the Rebbeinu Shlom, "Chei ha'olamim," both in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. Already in Olam Hazeh, he realizes he's not self-sufficient. He has to come on to the Rebbeinu Shlom, and then for shaitzah, obviously, he's going to have a shaitz with the Rebbeinu Shlom, and he's going to be zecha to Olam Haba. If a person appreciates the bach, koy the fresh sabbath for chesroinim, that the chesroinim, the deficiencies, are also a bracha, then he'll be zecha to bach chei ha'olamim. Al kol panim, we have to know what exactly, which chesroinus are we talking about when we talk about this, when we say this bracha of Rebbeinu Fashas Rabbi. The Torah in Siman Reish Dalet, says that a person has many necessities, and there are many things which we don't need luxury. Bread and water, air, these things are necessities. Everything else is more or less a luxury. A person can live with bread and live with water and live with air, but nothing more than that. The bracha of Rebbeinu Fashas Rabbi to chesroinus to the Torah, the Ikki is talking about the necessities. Bo'in afrosh esabes v'chesroinom, things we need, things we're lacking. Also, mashad v'atol hafiyat v'ayim nefesh kofai, added on to all the other things, all the luxuries which we could have managed without. So, says the Torah, that the Ikki, obviously on air we don't make a bracha, even though air is the biggest necessity a person has, it's dov ha'shein v'mamish, and therefore, even though we've got to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for making air and making it all over, however, it's something we don't make a bracha, and it's not a shame by mamish. The next on the list, however, is water. Water is the biggest necessity. Even bread, a person can go out without food for a longer time than he can go without drink. Water is the biggest necessity which a person has. That's the chesroinus which the Torah says we're talking about, going to Fosh HaSabit, the chesroinum. So I want to discuss a bit the halacha of drinking water as this necessity. And when we say a shatol in the abadvayas, we'll see it's not so posh. We're used to, we know that in that also lemis moilam azebeloi bracha, every time before we put a piece of food or drink in our mouth, we make a bracha. However, we'll see when it comes to water, it's different. There are sometimes when we can have a drink of water without making a bracha, and you shouldn't make a bracha, and you're not allowed to make a bracha. Person has to know exactly the halacha is, why is he having a drink of water, and how much water is he having to drink. It starts with the Gemara Mishnah in Brachos Taf Mem Dalet. Mishnah says like this: Hashoyis Emayim Mitzamoy. Someone who drinks water because he's thirsty, Mevayich Shachol Niyabedvay. He makes a bracha Shachol Niyabedvay. The Tafan Oimer, Koyin Efrash Etzabes Lechesroinon. Sounds strange to us, but the Tafan Shita is the person wants a drink of water. He takes the cup of water, and before he drinks it, he says a bracha Koyin Efrash Etzabes Lechesroinon. Machlekes two shittas in the Mishnah, if the bracha before water is shakol miyavadvari or bo'in nefasha. Says the Gemara, how do we pasken? Says the Gemara, poik chazir ala d'vah. You'll have a look what the people do, you see how we pasken. We pasken that before we have a drink of water, we say shakol miyavadvari, and afterwards we say bo'in nefasha shabbos. However, if you'll notice, There's one extra word in the Mishnah. The Mishnah could have said, Hashayt Samayim, someone who drinks water. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, Hashayt Samayim, Samayim. Someone who drinks water because he's thirsty. Says the Gemara, why is the Mishnah adding in? What is the Mishnah hinting to when it adds this word, Samayim? Says the Gemara, Hashayt Samayim, Samayim, Lafukei Mai, what are we coming to exclude? Omar Vidi Ba'avin, Lafukei Leman, Lechon Kesei Umsa. If someone has a bone stuck in his throat, the other piece of fish, and the fishbone got stuck in his throat, and he wants to dislodge it, so he takes a cup of water, he does not make a shakoyim in the obidvoy. Why he doesn't make a shakoyim in the obidvoy? He's only doing it to dislodge the water, to dislodge the bone, and he's not indeed thirsty. When the Mishnah says, Ashrekel Mayim Mitzumayim, it's coming to exclude that case. However, the Rambam changes the Lashon a bit. The Rambam doesn't say, Ashrekel Mayim, someone who drinks water to dislodge a bone doesn't make a bracha. The Lashon of the Rambam is, Hashrei Samayim, someone who drinks water, Sheloi Lirvit Samayim, with any other intention except for being thirsty, Ein Etoin Bracha, he doesn't need a bracha. So Rambam learned, and the Bi'alacha brings it down, and he brings him a Vilna Gaon also, that the Rambam understood that when Gemara says, Funk Seumta, to dislodge a bone, it's not exactly that case, that's just an example. Any other reason, besides for the reason of being thirsty, it's not Machayev Bracha Rishayim, it's not Machayev Bracha Birchus Shapir Niyabidvani. And that's how the Machab of Haskins, Machab and Tino Ish Dalit, Ashrei Samayim Mitzumayim Mevarech Shakoyim, Avli Machon Kesei Umtza, if he wants to dislodge a bone, then Eina Mevarech, you don't make a bracha, not Bein Nefoshis, afterwards, and not Shakoyim Yabidvari beforehand. So Machab is talking about dislodging a bone, like the Gemara, and the Yah Halacha brings from the Rambam and brings from the Gaon, that the same is true for any other reason, whichever reason you drink the water, rather than being Mitzumayim, rather than being thirsty, you don't make a bracha. It should be pointed out that if a person drinks, which is very often the case for two reasons, for example, he is thirsty, and also, let's say, he has a bone which is stuck in his throat, then of course he has to make a bracha, because you're also having hanah from the water. We're talking about a case where you're not thirsty at all, you've not lit smay, and the only reason you're having this drinking water is to dislodge the bone, and for other reasons, as we'll see in the Hemshah, then you don't make a bracha. Tosfos there, in Daf Mem Hei in Brachos, asks the question. Tosfos says that the Gemara previously in the same parak says that someone who takes Shemen Zayis, he takes olive oil, and he drinks the lirafur as a medicine, he makes a bracha. Asks Tosfos, he's also not thirsty over there. He's drinking it just for a lirafur, just for a medicine. Why does he need to make a bracha? Says Tosfos, there's a fundamental difference between water and everything else. Everything else which has a taste, even if you're drinking it for a different reason, for whatever reason it may be, in the end of the day, you're having hanah from the taste. The taste is geshmak, the taste is nice. Therefore, when it comes to olive oil, it could be you're only having it lirafur as a medicine. However, in the end of the day, you're having hanah, and you have to make a bracha. Our discussion is only with regard to water. Water doesn't have a taste, and the only hanah which you get from water is if you're thirsty. That's why the Gemara is telling me a specific halacha with regard to water, that if you're not thirsty, you don't make a bracha. So everything we're going to discuss is only with regard to water, not with regard to apple juice, to coffee, or anything else. That's all with regard to water, which hasn't been flavored, it's got no syrup inside, plain, clear water. If you're only drinking it, not with smoy, but for only a different reason, for example, dislodge your bones, then you do not need to make a bracha. So like we saw from the Rambam and from the Bi'alata, it's not necessarily, not only in this case of Konka Seyumsa, it's not only in the case of where the bone is stuck in your throat. So I want to go through a few common examples discussing when you do need to make a bracha, when don't you make a bracha. And we have to decide in each case, is this case similar to the case of where you're thirsty, or is it similar to the case of Chon Kseyumsa, of dislodging a bone which is stuck in your throat?
What do you have? Tachoy?
No. Ein a bracha, lo lefaneh, v'lo l'achreel. If you've got a bone stuck in your throat, and you're not thirsty at all, the only reason you're drinking is to dislodge the bone, says the Gemara, you're not having any hanah from the water, doesn't taste, you don't make a nasha, so lo lefaneh, v'lo l'achreel. Not a bone of fashas, and not a shah, so in the other bone. You're not allowed to. If you're not guided, what's about
taking a
tablet. Oh, what is that? Firstly, however, before all the different reasons, I want to just point out, there is a discussion in Shai's Chivas Begin Sina. He talks about, what about mineral water, bottled water? Is bottled water the same as normal tap water or not? And he says, it depends what it is, depends how they manufacture it. In the end of the day, a lot of the mice, the first thing you can say is that normally bottled water has the same din as normal water. However, when it comes to soda water, which is fizzy water, then there's a shaila in the poskim, and the Sheva Levi is more noter that you do make a bracha. In the end of the day, a person gets the geshmak, he enjoys the fizz, the gas, and that gives it a din of sham mashkin. Because in the end of the day, even if you're not thirsty, from the gas. So we're talking about plain tap water, plain mineral water, not even the fizzy water. So now we want to discuss a few different examples, if they're considered chongsei umsa, dislodging a bone, or if they're considered, or if they're similar to the case of being thirsty. The first most obvious example is someone has to take a tablet. So again, just to stress, if someone is also thirsty, he has to take a tablet, so he's also thirsty, there's no shiloh whatsoever, he has to make a bracha. At the end of the day, he's thirsty, he's enjoying the water. We're talking about a case where he just had his meal, and he's had a bone in the fascias, and he's full, and he's sated completely, he's not interested in not having any more to eat, not having any more to drink. Suddenly he realizes he forgot to take his tablet. He can't swallow without water, so he fills up a glass of water, and he wants to swallow his tablet. Again, any other drink, if he fills up a glass of apple juice, even if it's only to swallow the tablet, there's no shiloh whatsoever. He's having hanah from the taste. If, however, he fills water from the tap or from the bottle, and the only idea is to swallow the tablets, l'chayre is poshut, that's like a case, I'm not having any hanah from the water. There's no difference to dislodging a bone or swallowing a pill. I'm only doing it for a zaytiki reason, for a secondary reason, nothing to do with being thirsty, I'm not enjoying it, I'm just doing it because I have to dislodge a bone or just to down the tablet. That someone who swallows water, who swallows a pill, takes a glass of water to swallow a pill, does not make a bracha. The chiddush of Reb Shlomo Zalman is that perhaps you need to fill up the glass just enough to swallow the water. Maybe if I just pour in half a cup, where without being moided, without estimating how much exactly I need, so maybe I'm having a shmak, I'm enjoying the extra bit of water. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, you don't need to make yourself crazy. You fill up the glass however much you want to fill up. You don't need to be weighted exactly how much you need, even if you're going to drink a bit more. In the end of the day, the only reason why I'm drinking this water is to swallow the tablet. You do not make a bracha, and you're not allowed to make a bracha, not before and not after. Someone has got a hiccup, he wants to drink water in order to relieve them, to stop them. Again, it's not thirsty whatsoever, he doesn't make a bracha. Someone who brushes his teeth, and he's got the shiraim, he's got the remnants of the toothpaste in his mouth, he wants to rinse his mouth. So if he spits out the water, obviously it's no shiloh. But even if he swallows the water in the end, the only reason he's doing it is to take away this bitter taste, this unpleasant taste in his mouth. There's no chiyuv bracha, he shouldn't make a bracha, you're not allowed to make a bracha, not lefanel, not la'achareil. Sorry?
Why?
Because the only reason you make a bracha, we have to make brachas for hanah. After the adam, the hanah, I'm not having any hanah. The hanah, what's the hanah? So you could say that. Then from the Mishnah adds in the word of Tumoy, says the Gemara, La'chukhi mai, La'chukhi chanksi umsa. The Mishnah is being mechadish, I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong, but the Gemara says Mishnah is wrong. The Gemara says that the ikar hanor, which a person has from water, is if he's thirsty. Any other hanor, even if he's using the water, the chanksi umsa, of course he's very grateful for the water for dislodging the bones. But at the end of the day, he's not enjoying it. He's just doing it for a zaytik reason, and he's not trying to make it work, and he's not allowed to make it work. It's the same as a person has hiccup. The same as if a person's on a diet, he's trying to lose weight. A dietitian says, I've got a good idea. A trick they do, if you find yourself hungry, take two glasses of water. Because as soon as a person drinks two glasses of water, his stomach's full, and he's got much less appetite. So if this person is not thirsty whatsoever, and the only reason he's drinking the water is to fill his stomach and suppress his appetite, there's no key of bracha, not lefanel, not la'achareil.
Another problem. We know nowadays all water is beneficial, so whatever one drinks water is good for you, and we know that.
We know that. Apal pikein, the Gemara also knew that. Why do we know the Gemara knew also? The Gemara says that ikka hanah, which we get from water, is only if you drink it this morning. And therefore, any other reason is not called the hanah, from the mechayev of bracha. Someone who goes to Tish, gets shirayim from the Rebbe. I don't know if there's any Rebbe who gives out water at shirayim, but if there's such a Rebbe, that even if a person gets geshmak and it's the gefashim is after him, he gets shirayim from the Rebbe, that's not called hanah lufnit, and that's not called shayim from this morning. He wouldn't be a chayev of bracha. All the cases which we discussed till now are poshut. All these cases are not called shayt and maimon smoy. These are cases which are doimah, which are sitting with the chong se umsa, the dislodging of bone, and there's no chiyuv bracha, and you're not allowed to make a bracha, not allowed to it. However, there are a few cases which are what we call in the grey area, which are not clear. The first shayla which the person speak about is someone who drinks water before Tammuz. That means Shivat of Tammuz, in the middle of Tammuz, in the Eretz Yisrael, it's merely hot. He's not thirsty. He's not thirsty whatsoever. He's already drunk. But he knows that in a couple of hours' time the tannis is going to start, and he's worried that tomorrow he's going to dry out. They all say, be careful, make sure before the tannis to drink as much as you can. Is that, what case is that doima to? Is it drinking before tannis? It's not for a reason like dislodging a bone or for diet reasons or whatever. It's in order that I shouldn't be thirsty. It's preventative. I don't want to be thirsty tomorrow. Is that called shreisa maimus tamoi? Or is that called chan kafeimutu? Is that called like dislodging a bone? This is the shayla which already the Daf Rishon speaks about. Hashem brings him down. And he goes in the last rap of the other, he goes back and forth. He's not sure. In the end of the day, he's more noted. You don't make a bracha. However, it's not a double muskin b'chlal. Some people say you do make a bracha, some people say you don't make a bracha. Obviously, you could say safak bracha b'chlal, but here you shouldn't say safak bracha b'chlal, because there's a very easy way out. All you need to do is put a bit of flavoring in the water, or if you don't have apple juice, at least put a bit of flavoring in the water. And you've got no shayla, like we said before, our whole discussion is the water. Deishan Adam with Bachachi, he says that wherever he's got safak in this halacha, he just does this, he takes a bit of spirit or flavor, whatever it is, put a bit of flavoring in the water, and then there's definitely a sheer bracha, like we saw from Tosfos, that the whole discussion is only plain, clear water. But again, someone who drinks before tannis, this one is one of the cases which is in the grey area, which is not clear. Another one, a very controversial one is, after you've been speaking for a few minutes, your mouth gets dry. It's called yovish hapeh. Is yovish hapeh, when your mouth is dry and you want to drink the water to wet your mouth, is that the same as being thirsty or not? The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, hashik the mind with tamoy, to drink when you're thirsty, that's a hanor, and then you'll have a bracha. If I'm not thirsty now, just my mouth is dry. Is saying that my mouth is dry another way of saying that I'm thirsty, or is it two different things completely? This is something which we can argue about till tomorrow. Obviously, shame, the same Shabbos, the same Shabbos, there's no clear eye in the posting. Some posts can say like this. Of course, it's the same thing. What's the difference saying your mouth is dry or saying you're thirsty? And other posts can say, Nishtar, but if someone can make a second here, make a server here, and if someone 50% like this, and 50% of people will say like that. If someone which is not close. Sorry? We're only talking about here as a bracha. We're not talking about when it's mutter to drink when it's not. The other question is when you have a bracha and when you're not have a bracha. When the Mishnah says, Hashreis Tamayim with Tamoy, is this included in Tamoy? Now, the point is, that's one of the cases which is in the grey area. Another thing, one last case which is in the grey area is, this is harder to understand, in the summer, the person is very hot and he wants to cool himself down. He's not thirsty, but he knows if he doesn't drink now, he's going to get a headache. In the summer, if you don't drink enough, you're going to get a headache and it's not healthy. So he drinks, possibly the data has fluids in his body, he shouldn't get a headache. However, in the end of the day, he's not really thirsty. Is that called chasing my Mr. Moy? Is that called being thirsty? Or is that a different reason like it, which is similar to Chonk film? Again, this is something which we're supposed to discuss, and it's not clear. And of course, you say something wrong. And however, there's an easy way out, like we said before, and that is to put flavoring in the water. One of the chiddush with regard to this halacha is the chiddush from the Gaon. The Gaon says like this: what happens if I am thirsty? If I am thirsty, I take a glass of water, fill out to the top. Obviously, I make a bracha shakel on the abidvar. We know, however, there's a big difference between bracha rishona and a bracha achorina. A bracha rishona, a person is required to say a bracha rishona, even if he has a mashu. A person takes a tiny bit of the cookie, tiny bit of the whiskers, he has to say, Boyim name is Zayna. To make an alamicha, to make a bracha achorina, is only if a person has a shir, only if he has a shir, revias, or if he has a shir kazai. Says the Gaon like this. If a person drinks a sip of water, drinks just a tiny bit because he's thirsty, so obviously he makes the shalatoil, however he doesn't say a bone of fashion because he didn't have a shit. If a person is thirsty and drinks a whole glass of water, a whole of his, just chayes bracha rishona and bracha achorina. Says the Gaon, the person starts off, he's thirsty. He takes the cup and he downs and swallows the whole cup in one go. If you would have stopped him halfway, is it still mukhaf that he would have been thirsty or not? Perhaps if you would have stopped him halfway, he wouldn't have been thirsty anymore. It's just once he's got a glass in his hand, he drinks the whole thing in one go. If that's true, says the Gaon, it comes out that the first half of the glass, the first half of the beer, I drank because I was thirsty. The second half of the glass, however, I wasn't thirsty anymore. I just drank it because I was holding it anyway. If so, when it comes to bracha achorina, where you only try to make a bracha achorina if you've drunk a shir litzmoy, only if you drank a shir because you're thirsty, then certain the chayra hasn't drunk a shir because he's thirsty. So the Gaon says that in such a case, it's not gone in Shulchan Aruch, the Gaon which is more down one of the points from Talmid Aruch, but on the bottom of the post can bring down Shulchan Aruch. But if I say you're not going to be chayiv, a bracha achorina, because I didn't drink a whole levius while I was thirsty. There's a story from, a famous story from Chapman with Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital took a glass of water, and he didn't make a bracha Rishoni, he didn't make a bracha Achrona, and his Rebbe, the Arizal, says he saw on his forehead there's something wrong, and he had a Merdeka Hatzpod on him. From these are things which are above our Asodus, what exactly was the time, without thinking what was the Arizal thinking, one of the Mahasim which I saw in one of the Poskim is, perhaps this was an Eden. Perhaps he took it in the beginning because he was thirsty, because he wasn't so thirsty. And therefore he didn't make a bracha achrona. He didn't make a bracha achrona because he thought that after half the glass he wasn't thirsty anymore. However, the kind of the Arizal saw his point that perhaps he did have to have a no even from the second half of the glass. Therefore, not only should he have made a bracha achrona, he should have made a bracha achrona also because he had a hanoch from the whole of it. I'll go upon him, this is the topic. Again, someone doesn't want to be choshish for this, you can't say it's the topic of bracha, it's not even a gon which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If someone wants to be choshish for this gon and he's not sure if he was thirsty for the second half of the Aviyat, so again, put in a bit of a flavoring, a sweetener, and then there's going to be no shaila whatsoever. One other chiddush from the gon, which is much harder to understand, now it's like this. The gon, in the same place Mimi Noam says, if a person has a drink of tea without sugar and without milk, the same halacha applies. The halacha of tea without sugar and without milk is the same as water. This is very nagel, for example, Shavuos night. The person is not thirsty whatsoever. However, he wants to have a drink of tea for the caffeine in order to stay awake. If he's thirsty, then no shayla whatsoever, he makes a bracha. If he's not thirsty, according to what we said till now, he should still make a bracha. Because we said before that our whole discussion is only with water. Anything else, like Tosafot says, Shemem Zayis, or anything else, you get a geshmak, you get a hanach, and a flavoring. And therefore, even if you don't drink it this morning, for whatever reason you drink it, you should make a bracha. There is this gong, which no one seems to understand, which the gong says that the same halacha applies to tea. Tea without sugar, without milk, has got the same din as water. For some reason, the gong understood that, even though the gemara is only by mine, and the Rishonim say only by mine, only with regard to water, tea, however, has the same halacha. It's something which I haven't understood. The person say they don't understand. I'll go upon him. If you want to be choshish with the gong, there's an easy way out. You put in a bit of sugar, you put in a bit of milk, and there's no shayla whatsoever. Or you make a shakel and something else, and there's no shayla whatsoever. So a quick chazal of what we said. We said that the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in bracha, hashreis demayim l'smoy. You only make a bracha on water if you drink it in smoy. Tosafot says, and the Rishonim say, hazoi kibasan ha'alacha, it's only with regard to water, because the hanah of water is only if you're thirsty. Anything else with the Gemara, for example, dislodging a bone, is not called the hanah, you don't make a bracha. And we said that it's laved after, the Rambam says, laved after dislodging a bone. Any other reason, except for being thirsty, definitely spoke about diet reasons, health reasons. If a person has kneecaps, a person wants to wash up a toothpaste, or if a person wants to swallow a tablet, if, again, the big if is he's not thirsty, if he's thirsty also and he wants to swallow a tablet as well, then of course he makes a bracha. If he's not thirsty and he's only doing it for one of these reasons, then he doesn't make a bracha. Then we spoke about the grey area, and there are things like drinking before tannis, or if a person's mouth is dry, the big shayla in the face, all these things, are they included in litzmoy? They're not included in litzmoy. Well, the point of the ikrim, what you have to remember is that water is something which the Baruch Hashem created. Water is one of the chesronos which the person created, which the Baruch Hashem created for us. When we make a bracha, and we thank the Baruch Hashem, we thank him, Baruch Hashem, Shabbos, thank you, Baruch Hashem, for creating me, the chesronos. Thank you for creating me in such a open. I need water, and I need to ask you for water. We just see what happens in the desert areas when there's a drought. They don't have water, the Pharaoh's dogs come out. We thank you, Rebbe Shimon, said the Chassam Sefer. I thank you for creating me a Chesroim together with my Chesroimus. Now, we started at the beginning. What is such a minor of having a Chesroimus? Rebbe Shimon could have made the person in the first place. He would need to drink water. So we said we don't want to be lying in the office. We want to have a Shachas with Rebbe Shimon, and we want to appreciate we're not self-sufficient. Even if a person thinks he's self-sufficient, he's not. He has to come to the Rebbe Shimon. He has to dumb for him. And then, like the Chassam Sefer says, if a person realizes that, then he'll be there for the Baruch Hei HaElamim, he'll have a Keshe with Rebbe Shimon, side by 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 side